Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team, just off a trip to a tournament in the Northwest, and also coming off a road trip in terms of games against Central Washington. Last time we talked with Tony, actually, they were, you know, coming off a four-game sweep of Northwest Nazarene, and Tony, you know, we never had this conversation last year. There were a lot of real positive, but this is a tough stretch for you. You know, you've won two of your last 10 games. Again, some kind of uncharted territory since you've taken over this program. I guess there's really no way to sugarcoat it. Kind of a tough stretch for you.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, overall, we have sustained some pretty heavy injuries. And just last weekend, we had another one, Bobby Lee, probably going to have her ACL operated on. And that happened in the first game out in California. You know, Casey Condor's out for the season now with a torn rotator cuff. You know, just a million injuries that we've got going on right now. However, that being said, that's not an excuse. You know, we still need to play the game. I think those that have, you know, some of the younger kids that have had the opportunity to fill in, they still need to play the game. They still need to play it hard. And, you know, it's just, it takes a little bit of time for people to get used to, you know, the level of play here, the speed of the game, the type of competition that we face. It's a very high level, and, you know, it's something that we have to get used to pretty quick now because of all the injuries that we've had. And, you know, that, like I said, there are no excuses. You know, when you get your opportunity to play, you got to make the most of that opportunity. We just haven't been doing that.
Well, I tell you, though, you take a look at last year, you know, I had four really, really solid pitchers with a lot. And Casey, you know, obviously the incredible year she had, being an all-GNAC player, just an outstanding pitcher. It just boils down to, you're down to two pitchers, if I understand correctly. Two solid pitchers, mind you, two good pitchers that have had some good performances for you this year. But, boy, what a difference a month or two makes in terms of what can happen to a team's depth.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually started out the year with five pitchers on staff. Back in the fall, one of them ended up leaving the program. The other one, we had a transfer from Michigan State, unfortunately didn't make it through the semester with good enough grades to retain eligibility, left us with three pitchers, Casey, Lindsay, and Josie. And we thought we'd be fine with that, and then Casey goes down with a season-ending injury, leaves us with two. So, you know, what we started out with at the beginning of the year and what we have now, it's a big difference, and that's a lot of pressure to put on Lindsay and Josie. However, that being said, they are doing very well. And to be honest with you, you know, the strikeouts aren't going to be there because Lindsay and Josie are more finesse pitchers. They put break on the ball and they try and get results. You know, we pitch the hitters' weaknesses, and they've been doing a pretty good job of that. The problem we've been having right now is our defense. You know, we're letting routine plays get away from us. We're not making routine plays, and, you know, there's a few plays that I think, you know, a little bit more effort we could have, you know, helped our pitchers out. I mean, we've made four and five errors in, you know, a couple of those ball games in California, and that's just not indicative of us. We don't make more than one or two a game, and for us to go in there and make five errors in a couple of ball games down there, that's just unacceptable. So our pitchers have been doing a good job. They're getting the results that we need. Our defense just needs to play better and work harder.
And that's really the point, too. When you talk about somebody like a Casey Condor, who, again, you mentioned earlier, if people are just coming in, you know, is lost for the season, and she's got the kind of stuff that can get her out of some of those situations. You know, she could be bases loaded, no down, and just strike three people out. But when you've got people that are finesse pitchers, their whole point is really to trust their defense. So they really need that, because you put yourself with a lot of runners on base. You know, when the strikeouts aren't there, that's when you really need the strikeouts, and they're not as readily available. That's when you really need the defense to step up.
Yeah, and, you know, that comes with, you know, having runners on base, things like that. When you have runners on base, you've got to get a result, and the defense has got to step up and make plays. Because, you know, they're going to get hits. Everybody's going to hit. Even when Casey throws, people hit her, you know. But it still is a matter of when the ball is put in play, you've got to take care of it. You got to be clean about it. You can't make errors. We made a lot of mental mistakes too, you know, and that's something that you just can't do if you want to be successful. And unfortunately, we did a lot of that. I mean, we lost, you know, a couple of games there to some teams that, you know, were below 500, hadn't been having good years on their end. And we went in there and we just didn't hit the ball. We didn't play good defense, and we ended up losing some ball games that I think we probably should have won. So it was a little heartbreaking coming out of that tournament, 1-5. That's very tough to take. And you know, like I said, we need to play better, regardless of the injuries that we have, regardless of the problems that arise. You know, when you lose your pitchers, hey, we got two solid pitchers that are getting the job done for us. Our defense needs to take care of business, and our offense needs to score some runs for them.
We'll talk about more of the past tournament, and also take a look ahead. There is some good news in the very near horizon as Montana State Billings returns home. We'll be talking about that on the second part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball team. Kinnaid Blue here. I want to talk a little bit about your defense, because defense is an interesting thing. And I think if there was one thing that you're probably surprised about, that is, even with the injuries, I think coming into the season, you know, it's you've built a tradition here of playing very strong defense. I know that's something you really, really stress with the team. You know, sometimes you watch a team play defense, and you know, during batting practice, you know, I watch a lot of the practices at the high school level, and you know, they're a little lackadaisical, maybe dropping a pop fly or maybe not getting in front of the ball or what have you. Sometimes that translates into games. I know defense, you know, you talk a lot about technique and everything else, just like you do with hitting and pitching and everything else, but a lot of times there is a concentration level, particularly with the defense. What are some of the issues you're facing defensively now that need to be corrected?
Well, overall, lack of aggression, lack of focus. The defense that I teach is a very aggressive style defense, and with that comes a lot of effort to go along with it. We attack the ball. We, you know, do our best not to let the ball drop. We're not doing that. You know, we were playing University of San Diego, and we had a ball drop, what I call no man's land, in between left field, center field, and shortstop. And normally how we practice that is everybody's going to go and make that catch. We communicate with each other who's going to make the catch. We concede. We make sure that we stay in the play, things like that. And the effort just was not there. We had people that were kind of waiting for somebody else to make it happen rather than going out and making something happen. So that was our biggest problem in the tournament in California. We just lacked aggression. And normally we are the aggressors. We're the ones that are you know, putting the pressure on other teams. We're the ones that are forcing them to make mistakes. And unfortunately, the tables got turned because we weren't aggressive. People were forcing us to make mistakes. And I think that's our biggest problem right now, is we don't have, you know, a lot of aggression going into any ball game. We don't have a focus of, you know, we're going to get this done and, you know, make them make the mistake. So, you know, that's a simple fix, actually, and thankfully it is a simple fix that, you know, the idea of playing with fear, the idea of waiting for somebody else to make something happen, you can actually choose to go the other way, that, hey, I'm going to make something happen regardless of the result. And I tell our players that all the time. You know, let's focus on the process. Let's not worry about the results. And normally if you do that, you actually come out being the aggressor. So, again, that's something that we can change. And like I said, that's an easy fix. All we got to do is just come out and take charge.
don't want to belabor the point, but it's easy to say, you know what, we've had injuries, but you know what, it's time for the other girls to step up. But you know what, these are still young women, and they're dealing with a lot of issues. And obviously, over the course of a season, you have some ups and downs. It's easy to say, let's put this week behind us and move on. But sometimes that's easier said than done. What's the general attitude of this team right now? Because, again, over the last couple of years, they haven't had to face a lot of the kind of adversity you've had to face over the last couple of weeks.
I think the general attitude right now is disappointment, that they know that they can play better than that. They know that they are normally the aggressor. And they are disappointed that they did not do that. They did not accomplish that task. And, you know... I think it's easy to blame, point the finger when you're in the situation, when you're not winning, when you're accustomed to it, and you're not. It's easy to point fingers, and thankfully, we haven't had too much of that go on. We've had a lot more people searching inside themselves, and maybe being a little bit too hard on themselves. And like I said, fortunately, we're not having the pointing fingers and blame going on. We just have some people that are, learning to play the game. I'll give you an example here. When Bobby Lee hurt her ACL in that first game, we were down to three outfielders. And then we had to put Becca Frank, who is, normally our depth at shortstop, in the outfield, But Becca played tremendous. I mean, she was all over the place. She got in a few games at second base because Stevie Howard is injured. Her right hand, or her, yeah, it's her throwing hand that's injured. Stevie couldn't swing a bat, and she was having trouble throwing the ball. And Becca Frank stepped in, played second base, and played a tremendous second base. I mean, she was the aggressor in that game. The next day, I had to put her in the outfield, and she, wherever we put her, she was playing ball. And I think if we all, could learn something from that, and that, it doesn't matter where you play, just get the job done. Do your best, 100% effort. If you do that, things will work out in the end. And, like I said, I hope we learn something from that, because, Becca's not an outfielder by nature. But I talked to her a little bit after Bobby Lee went down. And I told her, I said, listen, you're going to have to get some reps in the outfield line. It's going to be a quick change. It's going to be a quick turnaround. But I think you're the person that we can put out there and we can get the job done. And, man, she just played tremendous. So that being said, I think, this girl is, coming off her redshirt freshman year, is technically only a freshman right now. And she went out there and she played her guts out. And that's what I told the girls before every game. All I'm looking for is effort. I want 100% effort. And I think some of them, did that, and some of them obviously didn't. They were, like I said, waiting for something to happen rather than trying to make something happen.
Well, there is some good news. Montana State Billings returns home. We'll be talking about that coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that T-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone. Obviously we haven't had a lot of fun things to talk about up to this point, coming off, a stretch where you've lost 8 of 10 games. But you know what? There's good news on the horizon. Is this Friday and Saturday, you're at home against St. Martin's. That's the first of 8 straight games at home for Montana State Billings, as you'll have Western Oregon the next weekend. And you know what? You're 4-0 at home. Pretty dominant effort against Northwest Nazarene. If there's a good way to right the ship, there's no better way than to come on your home field.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us coming home is just getting the rest that we need. We spend a lot of our first part of our season traveling, and that does take its toll. Again, that's not an excuse. You still got to play the game, but it sure is nice to be home. We are always a step better, it seems like. We're a little bit quicker. We're a little bit more aggressive. And I think it means a lot to the girls in terms of pride to play well in front of your home crowd. And so, yeah, we're very excited to be home. And I think, you know, I heard a couple of the girls when we got off the bus yesterday coming back from California. They, you know, gosh, it's nice to be home. It's nice to be back. And so going into this weekend, it's going to be, you know, a nice little change. And we talked after the loss to Humboldt State after the tournament was over, and we aren't out of it. You know, we are not out of it. We're still above 500 in conference. We have only conference games left for the rest of the season, and we have a pretty good opportunity here. We've got, you know, as you said, 8 straight home games coming up. We do well in those games. We're right back in it. And there's, you know, there's no reason why we can't be right back in it. So we're going to be looking to accomplish that being back home.
And obviously, the things you've brought up, the nice thing about it is, except for the injuries, you know, there are quick fixes. I mean, it's not like you have to just break it down and start from square one and say, okay, we're going to learn everything over again. Those are the type of things, and just some little changes can make a huge difference in this game, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, and that's the big positive to look at right now. You know, the players that were injured, you know, it's a tough situation, and, you know, you really got to look at it for what it is that, you know, they're not there anymore. Somebody else has to step in and take over. And we have the players that are capable of doing that. I think, you know, it's a little bit of inexperience, but overall, you know, there's not a player on this team that can't step in and get it done. If they have the right mindset, if they have the right attitude, you know, this is still, you know, a very positive experience that we can gain from, you know, the adversity that we just faced. Is, you know, we have a choice. You know, we can hang our heads and feel sorry for ourselves, or we can say, you know what, let's get after it. We still have a chance. Let's take control of our own destiny here. Let's make things happen, and let's do this. And that's what makes me feel good. That's why I'm still optimistic, is we still got a lot of ball games left. And if we do what I think we're capable of doing, you know, I'm not too worried about it right now. You know, I'm a pretty, you know, emotional coach. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I get angry, and when I get angry, I show it. But when I'm happy, boy, I tell you what, I'm giddy, and I show that as well. I hope that some of these girls can see that and learn from that, that, you know, it's okay to, you know, show your emotions. It's okay to play with aggression. It's okay to make mistakes if you can come back and correct it. And like I said, if we have that right mentality, if we take that attitude and say, okay, let's learn from what just happened and let's apply it to these next couple of home dates that we have, you know, like I said, if we do well, we're going to be right back in the thick of things.
One of the best quotes I ever heard about injuries was from a football coach, and for the likes of me, I can't remember who it was, but I thought he had a great line. He says, I don't recruit people to sit on the bench. He says, everybody I recruit is a starter. He says, I could just only start so many people at one time. And I guess that's the way to look at it. If there is a silver lining, and it's the only silver lining to injuries, is it does give other people a chance for playing time. It gives them a chance, and you know what? You're never going to accomplish anything unless you get the opportunity, and here it is.
That's the thing that's going through my mind right now, is that when we go out and we recruit, we don't recruit people to come in here and just play ball. We recruit good students. We recruit good student athletes. And we expect them, when called upon, to get the job done based on what we saw going through the recruiting process. You know, one person might have more speed than another person. Another person might just be tremendous defensively. Another person might just be a lights-out offensive hitter. Well, you know, those are the things that we're looking at. And when you say, you know, we recruit, you know, starters, that's exactly it. We don't recruit people to come in here and say, okay, wait your turn. No, we recruit people to come in and say, all right, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, none of that matters. That when you're on the practice field, you bust your butt. And if you beat somebody out, whether, like I said, regardless of freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, if you bust your butt and you win a position, then you're going to play, because we want to win. And the best players will play at positions that they earn. And, you know, we don't recruit people to come in here and, you know, beat junior college teams. No, this is NCAA Division II ball. We recruit people in, and we practice, and we work hard to beat the Humboldt States, to beat the Alabama Huntsvilles, to beat the top teams in the nation. And to give you an example, we played Sonoma State first game out on Saturday. They're the number 14 team in the nation, and we played them to a 3-2 ball game. And two of the runs that they had were unearned. It could very well have been a 2-1 ball game, or even possibly a 2-0 ball game in our favor. So we can do it. It's there. The ability is there. The effort, I think, if it is consistent, we can win some ball games. And you play the number 14 team in the nation to a 3-2 ball game when that team has beaten everybody else 11-0, 13-1 in that tournament. That says something, that you can accomplish this, and that's a feather in your cap, and that's a positive that you can take into the next couple of games and say, hey, you know what, we are capable of doing this. Believe in that, and keep moving forward, keep improving.
All right, good enough. Coming up, doubleheader on Friday starts at 1 o'clock, same time on Saturday as they take on St. Martin's in the next weekend, Western Oregon. Best of luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you, Ken.
Coach Tony Stone with the Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.